Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over the past years. Today, we're going to be in old Russia and visiting a person named Nikolai Moldove. Drunken Russian guards entered the cold cell one harsh winter afternoon. One prisoner, Nikolai Moldove, was a poet and composer, as well as a devout believer and leader of an evangelical movement in the Orthodox Church. He received a 5-year sentence in the brutal Russian prison for his ministry work. "Lie on your belly," a guard yelled to Nikolai. In his thin shirt and shorts, he lay on the freezing floor. The guards then stepped on his back, legs, and feet with their heavy boots for an hour. When the guards left, fellow prisoners knelt beside Nikolai to see how badly he was hurt. To their amazement, Nikolai said, "I've written a new hymn while I was being walked upon." He began to sing, "May I not only speak about future heavens, but let me have heaven and a holy feast here." After Nikolai was released from prison, the communist police searched his home and confiscated a unique book of manuscripts that Nikolai had worked on for several years. Hundreds of hours of precious work, writing, and devotion were immediately taken. After this, Nikolai composed another hymn. It said, "I worship you with gratitude for all you ever gave me, but also for everything, beloved, you took from me. You do all things well, and I will trust in you." Well, today, Nikolai Moldove's songs are celebrated throughout his nation. Judges 5:3 says, "Hear this, you kings. Listen, you rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel." It has been said that life is 10% what happens and 90% how one responds to what happens. In that light, the actual circumstances of life do not matter as much as a person's attitude toward them. Circumstances are beyond anyone's control, but an attitude or response is a choice. Life may bring us a disharmonious jumble of notes and melodies in a minor key. With God's help, however, we can choose to arrange the notes to produce a song of worship and victory. We can choose to hear melody in the madness of our lives. How would you describe the current circumstances in your life? What is your attitude toward your situation? What do you need to do to change your tune? Well, if you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion that I just read from, it's not a free book, but you need to contact these people at Voice of the Martyr. Send them an email at thevoice@vom.org, thevoice@vom.org. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. This audio is being released on the 28th of May, 2023. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.